Let's introduce you to another big show guest out of Sydney this morning. Marcus Lazarow is his name. He's the founder of a fintech startup called CashD. And we're going to talk money. Yes, everyone loves it, but with the cost of living nowadays, there's not enough of it, it seems, for a lot of people. Marcus, good morning to you and welcome to the big show here at 3BA.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for having me.
That is our pleasure. Marcus, you're advocating, and your startup, I guess, CashD, advocating for Australians to have access to their own pay. Can you qualify access to their own pay?
Yeah, sure. We believe every worker, regardless of their employment status, they could be full-time, part-time, contractors or casuals, should have access to their hard-earned money as they earn it.
Are you talking on a day-to-day basis, Marcus?
Even hour-to-hour, Paul. Hour-to-hour, day-to-day, week-by-week, depending on a pay cycle, but yes. You earn, you should have access.
So why isn't this happening now, Marcus?
Yeah, good question. So if you think about this, if you go back 10 or 12 years and you worked at McDonald's as a shift worker, and you finished your shift, you received an envelope of cash in your hand. So why is that not happening today is the big question. Is we've got these old school antiquated systems called pay cycles, whether they're weekly, fortnightly, monthly. And given open banking and technology today, we can overcome those pay cycles and seamlessly integrate with employers and provide workers with instant pay.
This brings up a number of questions, and I'm going to throw a couple at you, Marcus Lazarow, founder of fintech startup CashD. What has caused this shift, do you think, between how Australians used to get their pay and how we get it now?
I think these pay cycles, which are antiquated, we can alleviate these or at least work with them or seamlessly integrate with them without disruption to the employer, which means that as you earn money, realistically and instantly, you can have access to that cash straight away. And I think times have changed. I think the workplace is now in favour of the employee, and every employer should be asking their respective worker how they would like to get paid.
Yeah, I guess, Marcus, while we're waiting for our money to go into our bank account, as you said, it could be weekly, it could be fortnightly, it could be monthly, this brings in the pay later providers, and there's been a lot of media attention around the pay later providers, before pay and payday lenders. What do you think the biggest misunderstanding Australians have when it comes to using platforms like these?
Yeah, good question, that. So whether it's buy now, pay later, or whether it's a personal loan, or whether it's, a cash advance on your credit card, all of these require a digital loan agreement or some kind of loan agreement being signed by an employee or a worker. In addition, they scrutinize your bank statements. They also request a direct debit. And only once you've been paid, only then is the direct debit taken from your account. But guess what, Paul? At that point, you might not have the money, which means if that direct debit fails, you can get a default or at least, a bad credit report or a file on your credit report for a default, which is just not fair. It's just not the right way.
And don't forget there's interest that's got to be paid with these things too. If you're doing the minimum payment in these buy now, pay later type schemes, there can be a catch and you can be called out after the period ends. But, there's a lot involved in those and a lot you've got to think about and read into the fine print. Take me, for example, Marcus. If I wanted to get my pay on an hourly basis, a daily basis, what are you recommending to the average Australian just like me who wants to have a discussion with their boss around accessing their pay and when they want it?
Well, first of all, as we've discussed, this is your hard-earned money. So it's a great conversation to have with your employer. to say to them, you know what, if you're not implementing an early wage access or an instant pay solution, what are my alternatives? My alternatives are I'm using payday lenders. I'm using credit card advances or a personal loan. And as you mentioned, with high interest rates. So if this is not mandatory, you know, it's just simply an implemented solution that can support workers as a responsible alternative to what they're currently using today, it's a great conversation to have with your employer.
Yeah, I reckon you're absolutely right, Marcus Lazarow from CashD. And as society evolves, we need to evolve with it. And the systems, of course, that we have in play, they need to evolve as well. You're very passionate about this, aren't you? Getting the Aussie worker to think a bit differently?
Absolutely. Human capital is most certainly the most valuable asset in any business. And I believe, you know, most certainly in Australia, it's a privilege for all employers. So providing the most beneficial solutions in supporting your most valuable for your workers should be top of mind for every employer across Australia.
Very interesting concept, and very interesting to have a chat with you this morning. Marcus Lazarow, founder of fintech startup CashD. Appreciate your time, and you have a wonderful Wednesday, won't you?
Thank you, Paul. You're a good man.